Second stop, Fenulli Barracks, the Prince Amadeus Barracks, dedicated to Dardano Fenulli, is an important building built between 1840 and 1881 in order to host the cavalry school. The school was not born in Pinerolo, but appeared in 1823 in Veneria Reale, near Turin, with the name Royal School of Horse Riding. It was built under the indication of the King Carlo Felice and had the role of training officers and court officials so that they could learn this noble ability. The school was later shut down in 1848 during the First War of Independence against Austria, so that officers could be sent to operational parts of the cavalry. After the victory, the year after, Pinerolo was elected as the new headquarters for the Military School of Cavalry. The town was chosen because of the mild climate, the abundance of water and forage, and the fertility of its lands, but also because of the presence of the Grand Hotel and the Pitti Hotel, which date back to the French domination, and were useful for accommodating troops. Another important reason was the fact that in 1831, the public administration had ordered the building of new stables near Piazza Fontana, following the project of Carosini, which was aimed at gathering the Piedmontese cavalry, at the time scattered among private homes and public buildings, such as the current town hall, causing danger and discomfort amongst the local population. The project of new cavalry quarters was undertaken in 1842 as a response to the Ministry of War, which was threatening to transfer the troops to the town of Saluzzo. The time and money needed for the construction were consistent, but the town council never failed to fund it regularly. This helped the town later on in times of economic stagnation. There was in fact an increase in the demand for artisan products for riding, such as saddler shops, but also tailors for riders' uniforms. There was an increase in the number of barber shops and watchmakers, flower shops and pharmacies. Also, more hotels and guest houses appeared, and most of all social recreational areas, such as cafes and taverns. As far as the architectural appearance of the cavalry quarters is concerned, the building is a rectangular block with three floors and a large internal courtyard. The facade is linear and austere, completely lacking in decorative elements which suits its military identity. The ground floor is much higher than the other two, and was used for riding stables, storage of forage, and as a saddler's shop. The other two floors were used as offices. There were no living quarters because the officers would stay at the hostels and guest houses in town, whereas the lower ranking troops would stay at the Grand and Pitti hotels. It must be noted that the Pinerolo School of Cavalry was a school for the elite, where aristocrats and noblemen would be educated. It must be noted that the Pinerolo School of Cavalry was a school for the elite, where aristocrats and noblemen would be educated, who were able to sustain the expenses of keeping more than one private horse at a time. Education as an officer would start after high school and provided for 2 years spent at the Modena Academy for infantry and cavalry, 10 months at the Pinerolo Cavalry, and 3 months, which later became six, at the Tor de Quinto School for the Course of Valor. From 1868, Pinerolo hosted the course for instructors, available to the 10 best pupils from each year. Also the Royal Schools of Veterinary and Farriers. In 1894, thanks to the development of teaching in the area of countryside horse riding, the Gallop in Valdenasca was opened, a flat area of about 3,000 square meters surrounding the Chisone River, where training for field riding took place. As the Gallop was 5 kilometers from Pinerolo, in the early 20th century an 800 meter obstacle course was built by extending the old obstacle field. The school continued its activity and augmented its offers in the following years by starting off a series of new complementary courses for sub-officers and officers, and by becoming the retraining center for senior officers. The school was then closed in 1943 because of the saddening historical events concerning World War II. In fact, on the 8th of September, the General Barbeau, who had taken the place of General Cadorna, offered the complete service of his men to the Germans. However, the Germans raided the school, capturing 300 men who were transported as prisoners to Germany. The general himself died in a concentration camp in Flossenbürg in 1945. Some of the cavalry officers who disobeyed the order sided with the Garibaldi brigades, whereas Cadorna, taken to Ferrara in 1943 because of his anti-fascist ideas, collaborated actively with the National Committee for the Liberation of Higher Italy. Today, the ex-barracks includes the Porporato High School, the Civic Museum of Anthropology and Archaeology, and the Historical Museum of the Arm of the Cavalry, opened in 1968 by order of the Ministry of Defense. The museum consists of three floors for a total of 5,000 square meters and retraces the path of the Savoy and Italian cavalry from 1683 to the present day. Now, if you wish, you may visit the two museums located in Via Giolitti, along the left side of the ex-barracks. Or you can go back along the street and reach the third stop,